from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This election has taken a worrying twist.
The campaign heats up.
Well, I think it was a coup.
Some of their stuff should just be plain weird.
She's more liberal than Bernie Sanders.
Every move, every breaking event.
I trust the sky to get it right.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and happy Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:06. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Special guest in the studio, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Man, it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. We're excited.
So many things going on. Let's try to rip through them.
Campbell is about to lose, right? Things are going
from your
good.
Lips to God's ears.
Yeah,
let's hope so.
Let's
My
hope
goodness.
The debate is the same result. Oh. Her dropping out of the race.
Hey, you're taking over Operations Blue Run Park in Dunellen.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a great opportunity, I think, for Marion County to partner with the city of Dunellen. The city of Dunellen has been reconcentrating their efforts on some road infrastructure and some other things. We've been talking about, you know, bathrooms and these things and all the stuff that the park needs. And what they actually came to us and said, hey, listen, we don't want to manage this park anymore. You know, it's a great thing, but it's really a better asset, a better fit for Marion County. Can you please look at this, see if you could take it over, see if it'll be a better fit? And because of KP Hole and Blue Run Park is basically our out, right, where all the tubers come out of the river after their four-hour journey down the incredible Rainbow River,
yeah.
We're like, hey, let's look at this thing. It makes a lot of sense for us. The only thing is that I talked specifically with the mayor himself, was like, hey, listen, we love this. We love this idea, but here's the deal. We still need you to be a partner. We still need you to have the buy-in, because – you know, this council or the next council or whatever else, you can't come in there and then make some ordinance that says, oh, well, you're not longer able to use this way. You know how those things go, right?
Right. You need a true partner in every sense.
We need a true partner because Blue Run is literally the gateway and the exit for the Rainbow River for us, and also all of these trails that the state has done all the way across out from down from Tampa south all the way through Dunellen and all the way actually connecting hopefully at some point all the way through the Black Bear in the Ocala National Forest. This is a huge gateway
kind of piece of
and it's an amazing opportunity for Marion County to partner with Dunellen, take some of the financial stress off of them, and make sure that we have a long-term partnership with the city. I think it's going
to
be great.
Hey, I know the Florida Gators got off to a bad start, but you want to start hunting them?
Yes.
That's kind of a little strong reaction. No, actual real alligators. Hunting season began on August 15th, ends November 1st. If you could just tell me, how does that work quickly?
Yeah, and so each person that's selected to win a gator permit is allowed to get two gators during the allotted season. You know, and some people actually think that, you know, gator season is all year long, right? And it's not. It actually has that season that you talked about. Applications for her first harvest periods, all done through FWC. So if you're a Florida resident, alligator trapping license and a permit for two gators will cost you about $272, something like that. And man, I tell you what, I was up there fishing in Orange Lake not too long ago, and what a great place. Some of the alligators coming out of there have been big and record-setting, and so it's a great opportunity for those in Marion County and around the state of Florida. If you're looking for a great gator, come to Marion County and have some fun.
And it's it's actually beneficial to the alligator population. You have to control the population.
Right?
You
got to manage them. Absolutely, because otherwise the fish population gets out of balance. All the things get out of balance. And so hunting is a good thing, and being a good steward of what the great gifts that God has given us is literally a great thing if we do it with the right
now,
understanding.
You get the meat from it. Are you also able to use the hides? Because I asked somebody some, and there was something. No, okay.
I mean, you can definitely use the hides for pieces of it, and but it is a more intense process. I actually used somebody not too long ago, a couple years ago, for some deer hide down out of the Spring Hill area.
So they tan, they know the tanning process and all that. And,
yeah, you can get that all done. Maybe have that that back rib go down your alligator jacket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that would be definitely a Bob legacy. Right?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to get Bob on a gator boat. Let's do it, right? I mean, now that would be an adventure.
Yeah, just make sure the people I'm with are good people.
Of course.
And really good. Really,
somebody gives you a shove in the water.
Mary County Rednecks, baby. It doesn't get any better than that, right?
Bye-bye, Bob. Hey, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. What is Marion County doing as part of that?
You know, one of the things that we do is just we honor the nonprofits that come through, and there are places and people that raise money every single year, like our Ocala Royal Dames. My wife is an Ocala Royal Dame. You've helped sponsor some of that stuff and talked about it.
Yep.
But just trying to get cancer research. And so the head of the oncology department for children was from University of Florida, and Shans was at our meeting yesterday. We were able to give them some awards and thank them for the incredible work. But it really is these, and he talked about it yesterday, these research funds that are outside the scope of the normal medicine. There's only been 4 FDA approved drugs in the last about decade that have actually made it through the FDA process that really managed that. The incredible thing that they shared is, even though some of these aggressive cancers are very difficult to take care of, you know, on the other side, 80% of the kids are actually getting cured and ringing the bell. And so we had a child there yesterday that was in his 5-year mark, ringing that bell. We had another gentleman that has been through this traumatic process of treatment. I mean, really, it's a whole family, person, tribe type of thing. And then, you know, we have, I think I've shared a little bit about this, but our assistant county engineer, Jared Peltz, his family went through that. His daughter started off. She actually started experiencing some knee pain.
Yeah, that's how a lot of these things get diagnosed.
Yeah, and from knee pain.
Something innocuous. Say, like
innocuous is that, right? 3 years later, she passes. And you know, one of the things that he actually started was a foundation just to do something small, right? Because these kids, once they're in there, the treatments are long. They're tough on them. He's been building with his foundation a video game carts, just so that they have something to take off their mind, just so that they have a way to connect with some of their friends back home. And that's been a true blessing. And I just wanted to give him a shout out today. Thank you, Jared, for the work that you're doing. And then at our next board meeting, we're having a blood drive for cancer research as well. So those are some of the things that we're doing to try to make sure that, you know, in this time, we support the families that are going through it. Because even though it's a low number of families affected, man, it's still a big number of actual families going through that
process. And it devastates, like you say, the whole family's absolutely impacted, no question.
Well, when they were going through treatment for Jared himself, right, he's got 3 kids at home.
Right.
Him and his wife are going back and forth.
They all feel it. Kids, parents, everything. Yep.
And, you know, that impact on the family and that impact even on the community, as much as you try to surround them and support them, it is an incredible drain. 3 years of treatment? Wow. I mean, so if you know somebody, guys, and going through that process, you know, do more than just pray and make some meals. Help them, transport them, give them the rides. I mean, they're exhausted. Help them, any kind of volunteer, to help, right? We help with that via
the Ronald McDonald House,
Absolutely.
Which is very helpful. So.
Yeah, so there's so many organizations trying to help, but wow, what a taxing thing. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Jared and his foundation. Thank you for what you're doing.
Can't believe those kids.
9/11
is coming up. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so please come. We have a 9/11 remembrance ceremony. It's a powerful way to remember those that lost. I think everybody in our generation still remembers the moment and the time.
Absolutely.
And where you were. I was in college at the time. And I remember that classes getting canceled and the plane striking and the second one coming in. So please just remember, we need to understand what the war on terrorism really is and how they're trying to continue to still in ways. Listen, our border is an issue because of that kind of thing. Not only is it the dope and the fentanyl, but it is also the terror that tries to come in and infiltrate our community and our country because we have open borders. And that kind of thing has to be taken care
of. National security issue, no doubt about it. Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for making the trip through probably two or three traffic lights to come visit us.
Yeah, and when someday Gainesville's going to get the timing right.
They know we're coming.
Oh, that's why they slowed down, right?
All right. Good morning, folks. It is 8:16. We've got a lot more to talk about. Unfortunately, some of it will involve that recent high school shooting in Georgia. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.